Students were all abuzz inside the theater at St. Joe's High School during a recent rehearsal. The entire production was executed by students. Declan Rapp is a senior at St. Joe's. He actually wrote Act One of this play and musical last year, then this year decided to add Act Two. It's a difficult theme about a war veteran returning from Afghanistan and suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
He is from the current war in Afghanistan. He goes through so many struggles throughout the story. You see him in Afghanistan, you see him struggling at home. In the end, you don't know what's going to happen with him. You have to really watch the story and see how it turns out.
Rapp tells us he conducted his own research on symptoms and therapy.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is when, in any case, you have a serious stressful issue. It's very traumatic. And after the fact, it continues to affect you. This could be in dreams. It could be in loud noises affecting you, different things surprising you, scaring you. And it takes many different forms. It's different depending on the person who has it and the situation that happened.
Last year, Rapp and other students met with some war veterans to discuss the topic. Charles Noonan is also a St. Joe's senior and directed Army of One. Noonan has learned how difficult life is for veterans returning from war.
I don't know how many other high school students are talking about PTSD right now, and that's, we spent about 200 hours probably, I would say, total working on this, putting in rehearsal, and none of us are making a single dime from this. We're donating any money we make to Western New York Heroes, and it's just really great that we're able to help them out while doing what we love, which is theater.
I was aware PTSD was a thing, but I didn't really know it was. It affected lives so much.
Charlie DeRose is composer of the music, writing the original score and lyrics. He served as music director for this performance.
He's having a PTSD attack, so I had to really think, okay, what would it be like? Your brain is melting down. So I just getting all those riffs and like different trumpet lines and stuff like that to embody that moment of fear and chaos and insanity was just really, and you know, all the songs, sadness and all that.
This opportunity is so incredible because it's something that we're very removed from, but just to be a part of something where such deep research has been done and where we can raise awareness.
Alyssa O'Lear of Sacred Heart Academy is a senior. She choreographed the dance scenes in this play.
Keep the level of honor for soldiers there and make sure that the movement was, he was having a PTSD attack, to make sure that the movement was chaotic and to really show all the reasons that he's overwhelmed, and if it was more of like a fun dance, to keep that like level of fun in there.
This powerful theme provided a lesson for these students, each gaining a deeper understanding of the journey of a war vet and their mental health.
Just even a soldier walking into a big party with the crowds and the noises, it helps you really understand, without, of course, like being in that position, how difficult it is for them. You grasp a tiny bit of understanding that you never would have had before.
What if you die over there?
I won't die. Don't give me hell if I do.
Jay!
There are a couple moments in the show when it becomes extremely real, and it just hurts me inside because I sympathize for the main character, because I understand that he's feeling things and he doesn't understand what he's doing, and he just wants to care for his wife, but he can't do that, and he just wants to be with her, but he is the one that hurts her.
You're right. One wrong joke.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
That's the last thing you want to hear me say before I go.